The movement toward education by computer is developing fast. Massive open online courses, called MOOCs, are changing how people learn in many places. For years, people could receive study materials from colleges or universities and take part in online classes. But such classes were not designed for many thousands of students at one time, as MOOCs are. Course materials provided by MOOCs can serve both those studying far away from school and those attending classes in person. Anyone with a computer and an online connection can sign up for a MOOC. Students do not have to pass entrance exams. They also do not need to have studied the subject before. The movement toward education by computer is developing fast. Massive open online courses, called MOOCs, are changing how people learn in many places. For years, people could receive study materials from colleges or universities and take part in online classes. But such classes were not designed for many thousands of students at one time, as MOOCs are. Course materials provided by MOOCs can serve both those studying far away from school and those attending classes in person. Anyone with a computer and an online connection can sign up for a MOOC. Students do not have to pass entrance exams. They also do not need to have studied the subject before. One professor praised MOOCs because they let people who could not attend a traditional college continue their education. He asked, "Who knows where the next Albert Einstein will come from?"
The spread of internet learning for huge numbers of people is leading some colleges to join the movement. Major universities like Stanford in California and Harvard in Massachusetts have invested millions of dollars to help launch MOOCs. Those schools and others may have heard an attention-getting prediction. The man who created the MOOC service Udacity says that in 50 years, only 10 traditional universities will remain in the world. That prediction came from Sebastian Trun, a computer scientist probably best known for his part in making Google's driverless car. He is still a research professor at Stanford University, but he left his teaching position at Stanford to help start Udacity, a provider of MOOCs.
Universities that fail to join the movement for MOOCs may be worried about their chances of survival. Colleges also hope to gain more students and cut operational costs in return for their investments. The website Class Central says 23 new courses were added to the list of available MOOCs by October 1st. These study programs are from about 4 weeks to 24 weeks long. They usually have videos, homework, weekly tests, a final examination, and a rating in the class. A growing number of organizations offer the courses. They include the California Institute of Technology, also known as Caltech. Other providers include edX, a partnership of universities led by Harvard, and a not-for-profit company called Coursera.
Two Stanford University computer scientists, Daphne Koller and Andrew Eng, launched Coursera a year ago after years of research. Today, Coursera and other MOOC providers offer hundreds of courses.
One professor praised MOOCs because they let people who could not attend a traditional college continue their education. He asked, Who knows where the next Albert Einstein will come from?
The spread of internet learning for huge numbers of people is leading some colleges to join the movement. Major universities like Stanford in California and Harvard in Massachusetts have invested millions of dollars to help launch MOOCs. Those schools and others may have heard an attention-getting prediction. The man who created the MOOC service Udacity says that in 50 years, only 10 traditional universities will remain in the world. That prediction came from Sebastian Trun, a computer scientist probably best known for his part in making Google's driverless car. He is still a research professor at Stanford University, but he left his teaching position at Stanford to help start Udacity, a provider of MOOCs.
Universities that fail to join the movement for MOOCs may be worried about their chances of survival. Colleges also hope to gain more students and cut operational costs in return for their investments. The website Class Central says 23 new courses were added to the list of available MOOCs by October 1st. These study programs are from about 4 weeks to 24 weeks long. They usually have videos, homework, weekly tests, a final examination, and a rating in the class. A growing number of organizations offer the courses. They include the California Institute of Technology, also known as Caltech. Other providers include edX, a partnership of universities led by Harvard, and a not-for-profit company called Coursera.
Two Stanford University computer scientists, Daphne Koller and Andrew Eng, launched Coursera a year ago after years of research. Today, Coursera and other MOOC providers offer hundreds of courses.